Hey everyone, ready to dive into something really cool? We're talking about AI and how it's changing the game for audiobook narration, especially when it comes to dialogue. You know, making those conversations between characters sound amazing in audio.
It really is a game changer. AI voices have become so sophisticated. We're talking about performances with real depth. Like, they can capture the emotion of a scene and it feels like you're listening to a conversation between real people.
And that's exactly what caught my eye with this blog post and podcast. It's called Author Voices, AI Book Narration for Authors. They really get into the details of how to use AI to make audiobook dialogues sound incredible.
The thing is, AI is actually learning how to do this. These systems are trained on huge amounts of recorded speech. So they don't just learn the language, they learn the little things that humans do with their voices to express emotion.
So it's not just a robotic reading of the words, it's understanding how to say them like a real person.
Yeah, exactly. It's like giving the AI a crash course in how we communicate.
And this could be huge for authors.
Imagine being able to capture exactly how you hear a character's voice in your head. Even if it's a unique voice or something, you'd have a hard time finding a human narrator to do.
This is blowing my mind. It could be a game changer for authors who have struggled to find the right voice actor. Or if you have a character with a specific accent or, you know, some kind of vocal quirk.
Exactly. And for listeners, it means a richer experience because each character's voice, with all its nuances and emotions, it just adds another layer to the story.
I love that. Now, the Author Voices blog had some really good tips for authors who are new to using AI. They said it's really important to try out different AI voices to find the perfect fit for each character.
It's kind of like casting a movie. You want the right voice for each role, you know?
Totally. A bad casting choice can ruin the whole thing.
Right. And they also talked about how you can actually fine-tune the AI's performance. Like, you can adjust the speed and the pitch and the tone to really bring out those emotional nuances.
That's cool. You're not just picking a voice, you're directing the performance.
Exactly. It's like giving an actor notes, but you're doing it with AI.
That level of control is amazing.
It really is. And it's surprisingly easy to do. They even had examples of, like, how to make a voice sound weary after a battle, or hesitant during a confession.
Wow, that's some serious detail.
And another tip they had, get feedback from beta readers on the AI voices you've chosen. They can tell you if those voices really match the characters and if the whole listening experience feels natural.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as authors, we can get so close to our work that we need that outside perspective.
Absolutely. And speaking of real-world examples, they shared some really interesting stories about authors who are using AI successfully.
I always love hearing how other authors are using these new tools. Yeah. What stood out to you?
Well, one author said using AI was like having a co-pilot on their storytelling journey. It took care of some of that technical stuff, and they could focus on the creative side of things.
I love that analogy. It really shows how AI can support authors. It's not about replacing the author. It's about helping them make their vision a reality.
And this author found that using AI helped make their audiobook sound more polished and professional.
That's what we all want, right? To create the best possible experience for our listeners.
Absolutely. And they actually saw a real increase in listener engagement after switching to AI narration. Listeners were more captivated by the story, more invested in the characters.
That's awesome. It really shows how powerful AI can be when it comes to creating an amazing listening experience.
It really does. And you know what's great? AI narration is becoming much more accessible to authors of all levels. The team behind Author Voices developed this platform called authorvoices.ai, and it seems really user-friendly and affordable.
Ooh, tell me more.
It seems like they really focused on making the whole process super simple. According to their blog post, you can create an audiobook in minutes, not months, like it often takes with traditional methods.
That's a game changer for busy authors. What else makes it stand out?
Well, they offer a wide variety of professional quality voices, and they said it's much cheaper than traditional narration methods. Like, you could create an audiobook for a tenth of the cost. Plus, there are no monthly subscription fees.
That's a huge plus, especially for indie authors on a budget. It really opens up a lot of possibilities. So it seems like AI narration has the potential to really shake things up for authors, especially when it comes to creating that dynamic dialogue that really draws listeners in.
Definitely. It's a powerful tool for authors who want to bring their stories to life in audio and do it in a way that really captures the listener's attention.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's dive a bit deeper into the technical side. How does AI actually work its magic?
That's a great idea. Let's pull back the curtain and take a closer look. So how do we get these incredibly realistic AI voices? It all starts with data. Tons of it. AI systems are trained on massive data sets of recorded speech. This way, they can learn all the intricacies of human language, you know, pronunciation, intonation, even how we express emotion.
So like feeding the AI a huge library of voices, and it learns by example.
Exactly. And as it processes this data, the AI starts picking up on patterns. It starts to see the connections, like which vocal cues go with different emotions, accents, and speaking styles.
So cool. But how does it go beyond just mimicking and actually create new unique voices for our audiobooks?
Now that's when things get really interesting. AI uses these complex algorithms, often based on neural networks, to analyze the traits of all those different voices. And then it can synthesize new ones based on what it's learned.
Okay, so not just copy and pasting. It's like creating something totally new.
Yeah, think of it like a composer. They know the building blocks of music.
Right.
And they can use those elements to create something totally original.
And the blog post mentioned that you can actually fine-tune AI voices, like making a voice sound older or younger, or even conveying specific emotions. They mentioned making a voice sound weary after a battle or hesitant during a confession. How does that even work?
Well, it's all about tweaking those little things that make up a voice, like the pitch, the tone, the speed, even those tiny pauses and breaths we take.
It's like having a sound engineer inside the computer, fine-tuning every detail.
Yeah, and the level of control authors have now, it's amazing, and it's only getting better. Imagine you've got a character who is exhausted. You can adjust the AI's voice to have a slower pace, lower pitch. You could even add in a slight tremor.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It really puts authors in the driver's seat.
It does. And this means you can create voices that perfectly match your vision, even if they're super unique.
But let's be real. There have to be some challenges to working with AI. It can't be all sunshine and roses, right?
Of course. Like anything new, there's a learning curve. And there are limitations. One thing that comes up is whether AI can truly match the emotional depth of a human narrator.
Right. Some people might worry it'll sound a bit robotic or lack that human spark.
I get that. I do. But AI technology is evolving so quickly. The voices available today, they're light years ahead of what we had just a few years ago.
It seems like as AI learns, those concerns are becoming less and less of an issue.
Exactly. It's all about refining the process and expanding what AI can do.
So it's not about AI versus human. It's more about finding that balance, right?
No, absolutely. I don't think it's about replacing humans entirely. It's more about figuring out how both can work together.
So for authors who are maybe a little hesitant to try AI, what do you say to them?
Just try it. Don't be afraid to play around with different AI platforms and voices. The best way to see if it's for you is to experience it firsthand. There are so many free trials and demos out there.
Great advice. It's about seeing AI as a tool that can help us tell stories better, not something that's going to replace our creativity.
That's it, exactly. And another tool in our toolkit.
And speaking of creativity,
mm-hmm.
That blog post had some great examples from authors who are using AI and getting awesome results.
Yeah, they're making high-quality audiobooks, saving time and money, and they're even seeing more people listening to their work.
That's so inspiring. It just goes to show that AI isn't some far-off thing. It's something authors are using right now to make their stories better and reach more people.
It's definitely shaking things up in the audiobook world, and it's exciting to see what's next.
So if AI is becoming this powerful force, what does that mean for the future of audiobooks? Will human narrators become obsolete?
That's a big question a lot of people are asking. I don't think it's a case of either or, though. I think we'll see a mix of human and AI talent in the future. It's about finding the right balance.
So not AI versus humans, but AI and humans.
Exactly. Human narrators bring something special to the table, and there will always be a need for that. But AI can open up new doors, making audiobooks more affordable and accessible, and it lets authors experiment with different voices and styles.
That's a really positive way to look at it. It's not about being scared of the technology, but seeing how it can make audiobooks even better.
That's the spirit. And if we approach AI with that open mind and that collaborative spirit, I think we could be entering a golden age of storytelling in audio.
That's a great thought. And, you know, speaking of exciting developments, that blog post also talked about this platform called authorvoices.ai.
Oh, yeah. They highlighted some really interesting things. Like, did you see that they can clone your own voice?
Wait, what? Clone your own voice? That sounds like science fiction.
It's real. Authorvoices.ai lets authors create a digital version of their voice so they can narrate their own audiobooks.
That's wild. Imagine hearing your own words in your own voice, like having your own voice double.
I know, right? It opens up so many possibilities. For some authors, this could be a dream come true. They can bring their unique style and personality to the narration.
That makes sense, especially for authors who have a really distinctive voice or a strong connection with their readers. But what about authors who aren't comfortable with their own voice, or maybe aren't tech-savvy enough to record and edit audio?
Those are valid points, but technology keeps getting easier to use, and AuthorVoices.ai seems to be designed to be super user-friendly.
So even if you're not a tech expert or a voice actor, you could still create a high-quality audiobook with your own voice.
Exactly. AuthorVoices.ai handles all the technical stuff. You just focus on telling your story. And, you know, a lot of people don't like the sound of their own voice. We hear ourselves differently than other people do.
That's so true. It's one of those weird things about being human.
And that's actually where AI voice cloning can be really helpful. It lets you hear yourself more objectively, like you're listening to someone else. It can help you see your strengths and weaknesses as a narrator.
That's fascinating. So you could actually learn to appreciate your own voice through this process.
You could. And once you get more comfortable, you might actually enjoy hearing your own words come to life that way.
It's about using your unique voice to connect with your audience.
That's what makes voice cloning so cool. It's not just about the tech. It's about empowering authors. It's about letting them tell their stories in a way that's truly authentic.
It's breaking down barriers and giving authors more control over their work.
Absolutely. And that's something we can all get behind.
We've talked about the author side of things, but what of the listener? After all, they're the ones who will be listening to these audiobooks.
You're right. We can't forget about the audience. What makes AI narration so compelling for them? Well, one of the biggest benefits is accessibility. AI can make audiobooks available to a wider range of people, including folks with visual impairments or learning disabilities, people who might not have been able to enjoy audiobooks before.
That's amazing. It's making storytelling more inclusive so everyone can enjoy a good book.
Absolutely. AI can also enhance the listening experience for everyone. It can provide a level of consistency and clarity that can be hard to achieve with human narration.
So it's not just about reaching new people. It's about making audiobooks better for everyone.
Exactly. AI voices are great at keeping a steady pace, pronunciation, and tone. It makes for a smoother, more immersive experience. It's like having a narrator who never gets tired.
Like listening to a master storyteller who's always at their best.
That's a great way to put it. And AI isn't affected by vocal fluctuations or fatigue like humans. So it can stay consistent through even the longest books.
That's so important for listeners who are sensitive to changes in a narrator's voice. It lets them focus on the story without being distracted.
Absolutely. It also gives the whole production a more polished, professional feel.
So we've talked about the technical consistency, but can AI voices really capture the emotional depth that human narrators can?
That's a common question. And while it's true, AI is still catching up when it comes to the full spectrum of human emotions. They have made huge strides in expressiveness.
So they're getting there.
Oh, yeah. AI is getting better and better at recognizing those emotional cues in the text. And they adjust how they deliver the words to convey a wider range of feelings, from joy and excitement to sadness and fear.
So it's not just mimicking, it's actually starting to understand the emotions behind the words.
Exactly. And as AI research keeps going, we can expect those nuances to get even more refined.
That's exciting. AI narration could become even more immersive and engaging for listeners. But what about the human narrators? Some people say AI is taking away their jobs. What do you think about that?
It's a valid concern. Any new tech can affect people's jobs, but I don't think it's a situation where AI completely replaces human narrators. It's more of an evolution of the industry.
So it's not AI versus humans, but finding ways for both to work together to make even better audiobooks.
That's it. I see AI as opening up new opportunities, both for authors and narrators. AI can make audiobook production cheaper and easier, especially for new authors or those with limited budgets.
That's huge for independent authors.
Right. And for human narrators, AI frees them up to focus on projects that really need their unique talents. Things like literary fiction or complex nonfiction. They can spend less time on simpler projects and more time on the ones they're passionate about.
That's a really great way to look at it. AI isn't taking away opportunities, it's making new ones.
Absolutely. And AI can even be a tool for human narrators, like helping with voice training or providing feedback on their performance.
So it's not about replacement. It's about using AI to enhance human skills and open up new possibilities.
Exactly. It's another tool in the toolbox.
And ultimately, it's about finding that perfect blend where technology and human talent work together to create something truly special.
Absolutely. AI and human narrators each have their own strengths and weaknesses. And when we bring those strengths together, we can create something amazing.
That's a fantastic perspective. It's about embracing innovation and seeing it as an opportunity to grow.
Well said. The goal is to create stories that connect with people no matter how it's done. Whether it's AI, human, or a mix of both, it's a win for everyone.
We've covered so much today, from the nitty-gritty of AI voices to the big picture of the audiobook world.
It's been a great conversation. I think it really shows how much potential AI has for storytelling.
Okay, so as we wrap up this part of our look at AI narration, what are the key things you want our listeners to take away?
First, I'd say stay curious and open-minded about AI and storytelling. It's moving so fast, and we're just starting to see what it can do.
It's about seeing AI as a tool that can help us be more creative, not something that's going to replace us.
Exactly. And second, check out the resources that are out there, like that Author Voices blog post and podcast we talked about, and their platform, authorvoices.ai. They're great for anyone who wants to learn more.
Those are great recommendations. I would also add, don't be afraid to experiment. Try new things, make mistakes.
Absolutely. That's how we learn and push boundaries. You might discover a whole new way to tell your story.
What a great thought. The future of storytelling is bright, and AI is a big part of it. Thanks for joining us on this exploration.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep sharing your stories with the world. This has been awesome. But one thing I'm still thinking about. We talk about AI being able to clone an author's voice, but is that something listeners actually want? Would they rather hear a familiar voice? Or maybe it depends on the genre or the author.
That's a great question. I think there's something really cool about hearing an author narrate their own work. It brings this personal touch, you know? It can strengthen the connection between the author and the reader.
Right, like you're getting a glimpse into their head, hearing their words with their own unique inflections.
Yeah, exactly. But we also have to remember, not every author is a natural-born narrator. Some might have strong accents, or their voice just doesn't lend itself to storytelling.
But that makes sense. Like anything else, some people are just better at telling stories out loud.
Exactly. That's where those talented professional narrators really shine. They have the training and experience to make it sound amazing.
So it's not really about one being better than the other. It's about finding the right match for each book.
Exactly. And you know, I think the coolest thing about AI is that it gives authors so many more choices. They can narrate themselves, work with a pro, or use AI voices.
That's awesome. They have the freedom to choose what works best for their story and their audience.
And I think listeners win too. You know, they get more variety, more voices and styles to choose from.
It's like, I might love one author's voice for fantasy, but then want a professional for a thriller.
Exactly. It all comes down to personal preference. And with so many options out there, there's something for everyone.
This has been an amazing look at AI narration and how it's changing audiobooks. This technology is moving so fast.
It is. It's opening up new possibilities for both authors and listeners.
It's definitely exciting to be a part of this. Well, as we wrap up our exploration of AI narration today, any final thoughts for our listeners?
I think the biggest thing is to stay curious and open to the possibilities of AI and storytelling. It's evolving so quickly. Who knows what we'll be able to do in the future?
It's about seeing AI as a partner, not a replacement.
Yes. And don't forget about those resources we talked about, that Author Voices blog and podcast and their authorvoices.ai platform. Those are fantastic for anyone who wants to dive in and learn more.
And I'd add, don't be afraid to jump in and experiment. Play around. See what works for you. You might discover a whole new way to bring your stories to life.
Couldn't agree more.
This has been a fascinating conversation. The future of storytelling is looking bright, and AI is playing a big part in it. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
The pleasure was all mine.
Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep sharing your stories with the world.